Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth, from transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands. The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world. Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. Today, we're going to dive into a time management weapon that has changed the game, changed my game. It is the art and science of time boxing. See, time is the ultimate luxury. You know this, I know this. As entrepreneurs, our most precious resource is not money, it's not connections, it's not even a brilliant idea. It's time. 24 hours we get day in, day out. But how many of us treat it like a priceless diamond? We carefully choose how it's cut and polished. Newsflash, most of us don't. We let time slip through our fingers like sand, reacting to the urgent instead of pursuing the important, reacting to that fire, that thing that is top of mind, that stressor. We get sucked into endless meetings, distracted by notifications, and we wonder where the day went. So this is where the time box comes in. A time box is simple. It's a chunk of time you dedicate to a specific task or activity. It's like a meeting you're setting with yourself, but it's one that you're actually keeping. So here's an example. Instead of saying, I'll work on marketing this week, you time box it. Tuesday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Create social content calendar. This seemingly small shift does something magical. It gives you clarity. You know exactly what you're doing and when. There's no more decision fatigue. It gives you focus. You eliminate distractions. Your brain gets a signal. This is game time. You get accountability. You're forced to confront your progress or lack thereof, and you get efficiency. You get more done in less time. Now, you might be thinking, Scott, this sounds like basic stuff. And you're right. The concept is simple. But don't mistake simplicity for lack of power. Time boxing is a tool that scales. The more complex your life gets, the more essential it becomes to have a system that brings order to the chaos. Time boxing is that system. Now, today, we're going to talk about a few things. We're going to talk about the time boxing mindset, so how to think about your time differently. We're going to talk about some practical steps to implement a time boxing system in your life, as well as a few advanced ideas. So let's get into it. As entrepreneurs, we are constantly bombarded bombarded with demands on our attention. Emails, meetings, unexpected problems. It's like a never-ending game of whack-a-mole. Most of us react to this chaos by becoming firefighters. We rush from one emergency to the next. We put out fires as they arise. This is exhausting. This is unsustainable. This keeps us from playing offense. Time boxing is about shifting from firefighter to strategist. See, a strategist takes a step back from the front lines and surveys the battlefield. They assess the terrain. They identify key objectives. They allocate resources accordingly. Time boxing is your strategic planning tool for time. It allows you to prioritize because not everything is equally important. Time boxing forces you to decide what truly matters and give it the focus it deserves. Time boxing allows you to protect your time. Your time is sacred. Time boxing creates a fortress around it. It shields you from distractions and interruptions. It's also letting you become proactive. Instead of reacting to the urgent, you're proactively pursuing the important. You are in control. There are three mental shifts that you are going to go through when you start to time box. You have to go through these to do it effectively. One, you're going to start to embrace the white space. Don't be afraid to leave gaps in your calendar. This is fine. This is for creativity, deep work, unexpected things. That's part of it as well. You're going to apply the 80-20 rule of time. So 20% of your activities generate 80% of your results. Time box those activities ruthlessly. And lastly, you're going to have to get used to saying no. No is a superpower. Time boxing helps you protect your time by giving you a framework for saying no to anything that doesn't align with your priority. Now, let's talk about being overwhelmed. Time boxing is the antidote to being overwhelmed because being overwhelmed is one of the most common challenges entrepreneurs face. There is always too much to do and never enough time. Time boxing is the antidote. It allows you to break down these huge, colossal projects into manageable chunks. It allows you to create a clear roadmap for action, and it gives you a sense of progress and control. Remember, you are not a firefighter, you are a strategist. Start thinking like one. Now, let's take it to the next level. Let's get a little bit more tactical. This is your time boxing toolkit. See, we're building the system that turns time boxing from just a concept and a mindset into your unfair advantage. See, the right tools are essential for any builder. Here's what you need for your time boxing arsenal. You need the calendar. This is your command center, digital or paper, it doesn't matter, but you need to use it religiously. You need a task list, which is a running task of everything you need to do. This can be separate from your calendar or can be integrated with it. And you need the timer. The ticking clock creates focus and urgency. You can use a physical timer, you can use your phone, you can use a time boxing app. Once you have these three pieces, you're gonna build your time boxed week. First step, the weekly review. You're gonna start each week with a strategic planning session. You're gonna review your goals, you're gonna identify your priorities, you're gonna create a rough outline of your time boxed week. If you are building a business, you need to care about efficiency. You need to understand what your business is doing on a day-to-day. When it starts out, it's a little bit easier to do this. When it starts to grow, things start to get chaotic. NetSuite is a host of applications that help you understand the performance of your business, drives major efficiency gains and cost savings. I've been working with NetSuite for a few months now. They are one of my favorite softwares that I truly believe any business that earns a few million dollars in revenue up to tens and hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue has to consider. If you're working in an organization of that size, things are going to get hectic at some point. NetSuite by Oracle is going to help you out, and they have rolled out the best offer that I've ever seen them roll out. So NetSuite really does give you visibility and control that you need to make decisions faster. Think about it as a COO that gets real-time insights and data into what's happening in your business and what's not going so right so that you can fix it ASAP. It's costing you millions of dollars not to fix these issues that you may not even be aware exist. Now, for the first time in over 22 years, NetSuite is deferring all payments on a full NetSuite implementation for 6 months. 33,000 companies have already upgraded to NetSuite. So take advantage of this special financing offer at netsuite.com/ScottDClary. That is netsuite.com/ScottDClary to get the visibility and the control you need to weather any storm. Thank you so much, Indeed, for sponsoring Success Story. For all business leaders out there, Indeed is a lifesaver. See, we're always driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. You're going to ditch the busy work and you're going to use Indeed for scheduling, screening, messaging, so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Clary. Just go to Indeed.com/Clary right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Clary. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Next, you're going to have your big rocks. These are your most important tasks. These are the ones that move the needle on your goals. Schedule these first, ideally in the mornings when your energy is highest. Next, you're going to have your pebbles, the smaller tasks, the meetings, the routine activities. Fit these around your big rocks. Next, you're going to have the sand, the email, social media, other low priority tasks. These should fill the gaps. They should never dictate your schedule. And lastly, the white space. Intentionally leave blank spaces in your calendar for flexibility, creativity, and deep work. A few other tips and tricks to help make this a little bit easier. Theme your days. Dedicate certain days to specific types of work. This creates mental clarity. It reduces context switching, which can drain you significantly. You want to batch similar tasks. Group similar tasks together to minimize the mental overhead. And you want to overestimate. Be realistic about how long tasks will take. It's better to overestimate and finish early than underestimate and run over and screw over your whole day. And lastly, always iterate. Your time boxing system will evolve as your needs change. Experiment, adjust, and optimize over time. Now, once you have mastered the fundamentals, you can start to experiment with more advanced strategies. Like, for example, the Pomodoro technique. This is working in 25-minute blocks with short breaks, great for focus, great for productivity. You can start to understand what flow state is, so you can schedule time for deep work when you're most creative and focused to try and get into flow state. You want to protect this time fiercely. You can also start to explore the 90-minute rule. Research suggests that our brain naturally cycles through 90-minute periods of focus, so time box your work into 90-minute blocks with breaks in between. See, time boxing isn't just a scheduling trick, it's a lifestyle change. It's about taking ownership of your time, aligning your actions with your priorities, and creating a life of intention and impact. Here's a few more additional ideas around time boxing that you can apply. These are more advanced concepts, but they're still useful concepts to understand. So if you're thinking about time boxing for peak performance, there's something called the ultradian rhythm. So this is where our bodies naturally cycle through 90 to 120-minute periods of high energy followed by lower energy. You want to time box your work in these cycles, alternating between intense focus and restorative breaks. There's something called the power hour, where you dedicate the first hour of your day to the most important task. This could also be called eating the frog. This sets a productive tone for the day. It ensures you tackle your priorities before you get distractions. You could apply the daily highlight. So you could choose one main goal for each day and time box it as your top priority. This ensures you make progress on what truly matters, even on busy days. You could create a time boxing ritual. So you could create a pre-time boxing routine that signals to your brain that it's time to focus. This could be a short meditation, a few stretches, quick review of goals. And lastly, you could rope in an accountability partner. So you could share your time boxing plan with a friend, a business partner, a peer, or a colleague. That's great for holding you accountable to provide support. Remember, time boxing isn't just for productivity. It can also be a very powerful tool for unlocking your creativity and entering a flow state. So if you want to use a time boxing tool for creativity and flow, these are more advanced concepts again, but think through them. So morning writing, spend the first 20 to 30 minutes of your day free writing without any editing. This helps clear your mind. It helps spark creativity. It can lead to unexpected insights. You can also schedule regular time for unstructured creative exploration. This is that white space I was speaking about before. This is where you can schedule time for brainstorming, for experimentation, where you can just let your imagination run wild. style. You can also time box an inspiration block. You can dedicate time to consuming inspiring content, books, podcasts, articles, conversation. This fuels your creativity. This helps you expand your thinking. You can also apply time boxing for your own personal growth. So yeah, we're talking about business and building a business and entrepreneurship, but you can apply time boxing to your personal goals, your relationships, your well-being. You can schedule dedicated time for connecting with loved ones, free from distraction. Don't call your parents while you're trying to answer emails or posting on social. You can schedule out time boxing for personal growth, development, reading books, taking courses, attending workshops. And lastly, you can schedule a time box for your physical or mental health. So exercise, meditation, relaxation. But the point is, all of these things that you do in a day, you are dedicating time to it. You are being intentional. You are setting up time boxing so you are achieving more in less time. You are gaining a sense of control and clarity. You're reducing stress. You're reducing overwhelm. You're unlocking creativity. You're unlocking potential, and you are creating this life of intention. And when you create a life of intention, you create a life of impact. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA. Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth. From transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands, The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world.